My guests on Simply Folk are members of the band Trout Steak Revival, described as Colorado indie grass folk. They're based in Colorado, where they recently won the Telluride Bluegrass Festival competition, but some of them, actually 4 out of 5, have ties to the upper Midwest, and they're currently on a tour and have stopped by the studio here at WPR for some music and conversation. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, first of all, I have to explore the Wisconsin and Michigan connections. So there is one of you who's actually a native Colorado person, and that's you, Bevan, right?
Yeah.
And how did you hook up with these Midwesterners?
I met them at a show I put on called Green Beer and Bluegrass on St. Patrick's Day, and hired them to be one of the bands, and so I met them there.
And it clicked.
Yeah.
Great. So two of you are from Wisconsin, and who are the Wisconsinites?
This is Casey, and I'm from Kenosha.
Hi, Casey from Kenosha, and you're holding a stand-up bass.
That's right.
And I always have to ask our Wisconsinites, did you start in school? Did you have any kind of school music program?
Yeah, I played trombone elementary school, junior high, high school, and then all throughout college, too. And then when I was in college, I started playing guitar. And then once we started playing as a group, we needed a bass. And, and I've always been kind of drawn to the bass.
Yeah, sounds good. Yeah. And who else is from Wisconsin?
Oh, this is Steve, and I'm from Rhinelander, Wisconsin.
From Rhinelander.
Home of the Hodags.
Yeah, that's right. We got a whole Hodag festival and everything.
Yeah, the country festival.
And so what was your musical childhood like in Wisconsin?
I think it all kind of started with, watching my grandpa play tunes on the ukulele. And my mom played piano, my sister played piano, and there was a piano in the house. So I started taking piano lessons when I was about 9 or 10. I stuck with the guitar a little bit. And honestly, it was like a Colorado thing. When I got out to Colorado, I knew that music was something that I wanted to explore further. I know Casey, who just spoke, I think our first bluegrass CD was Yonder Mountain String Band. And then our second bluegrass CD was Bill Monroe. So it was kind of like the new to the old.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of my musical lineage there.
Pretty interesting range there from Bill Monroe to Yonder Mountain.
Exactly.
That's cool. Well, let's have a listen to what you sound like. What would you like to start with?
We're going to start with a song that I wrote. This is Will. The song's called Get a Fire Going.
Oh, the good is getting better, and the best is yet to come. You talk about leaving, but keep on moving. You've been looking for another to carry through. You gotta rise up, and let it all in. Oh, alone we'll lose, and together we'll win. Oh, the good is getting better. Cloud in the sky. Oh, an image seen clearly in a future mind's eye. Oh, these moments are true. We're all meant to shine as all children do. Oh, the good is getting better, and the best is yet to come. Thank you. get a fire going.
Get a Fire Going is the name of the song, and it was written by Will Coster, who's playing the guitar. And Will, you're one of our Upper Midwesterners. Where do you hail from?
Yeah, I'm from Casnovia, Michigan.
Uh-huh. My husband's from Michigan, so I know the area somewhat. And how did you end up in Colorado?
I ended up in Colorado because, I was good buddies with Casey, because we worked at a summer camp in Michigan together. And he got a job working at a school out in Colorado, and then he got me a job out there after college. So I figured might as well try my luck in Colorado to play some music. And
there's one other Michigander in the group, and that's Travis, right?
That's me.
That
mm-hmm.
Travis has got the banjo in his hands. Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And did you grow up doing much music?
I did, yeah. My mom was a music teacher when we were little kids, and she's a great piano player, great sight reader, and so there was always music in the house, and she encouraged us to play piano. Kind of grew up playing piano, and I was in the drum line in high school. We had a great music program. I sang a lot in all the choirs and things like that.
Nice.
I also worked at the summer camp with Will and Casey.
Huh.
That we were all counselors there at Camp Henry in Newaygo, Michigan. And these guys were, you know, kind of forming a bluegrass band, and they didn't have a banjo yet, so I went on Craigslist and I bought a really bad one and tried to figure it out.
And you taught yourself how to play banjo?
Still working on it. Yeah.
On a bad banjo from Craigslist. Okay. Great. Well, why don't we have another tune? What would you like to do next?
We'll do a tune that's going to be on our new record. This is Steve, by the way. This one's called Days of Gray. One, two. Thank you.
about the way I could feel when I belong, moving on, moving on.
Song's called Days of Gray, and Steve Foltz was the songwriter there. He was also playing guitar, and we've had a little bit of switching around of instruments. You also heard dobro on that one. Will Koster was playing the dobro, and it's really wonderful to see you all together. We're using a one main mic, and you gather around. It's sort of really in, it's like Days Gone By, kind of, where you step up to the mic. It looks like something out of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, where, you know, the person who's the lead singer is a little bit closer, and the rest of you sort of position yourselves to get the right balance. It's kind of fun to watch. I'll post some photos on our Facebook page. So, Bevan, I want to talk to you a little bit. You're the fiddle player, and your fiddle playing sounds very polished. It's beautiful. What's your background? Have you been playing for a while?
Yeah, I started in elementary school and went all the way through college at the Lamont School of Music at the University of Denver.
Wow.
And then found fiddle after graduation.
So were you
studying
classical violin?
Yeah,
then?
All classical up to that point.
Now, I think of Colorado, and there seems to be a kind of a neat bluegrass mountain music kind of old-time scene there that's got its own feel, you know. It's maybe a little bit progressive, a little bit of a jam band feel. Is that, do you feel that that's influenced what you guys do?
Or
is that
why
you're there?
I think for sure, yeah.
Leftover Salmon, and there's various Colorado bands that have, and just musicians in general that have inspired all of us.
Mm. I think I'd also add that we're really lucky to be kind of in the front range of Colorado where this scene of music is just happening right now in terms of Americana and old time and bluegrass and just all sorts of stuff. That there's this great community of musicians, of people that play this and picks around campfires, and you know, we go to all these music festivals, and we have a community of fans and listeners that love it and come out and see live music. It's the reason we can all do it, you know.
Oh, it just sounds marvelous. It really sounds magical. You know, you want to be there. Well, and I think there's something for that kind of music, really, it gets you not just with your heart but also with your head. You can hear musical things, you know. There's so much to grab onto with that kind of like improvisation. Mm-hmm. You know, jazz kind of for bluegrass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very
yeah.
much so.
Yeah, yeah, we really like the just the whole community aspect of the music. It's really inviting.
Yeah. And the folk scene in general, just in the bigger umbrella of folk music, is like that, where there's a strong sense of community and a sense of the rising tide lifts all boats, and sure, a lot of collaboration and that kind of thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, let's have another tune. What would you like to do next?
This is Steve. We're going to play a song called Sierra Nevada. And it's an instrumental tune. It's kind of got a Celtic feel to it, but I think you could say that we wrote this one almost as a band. All right, here we go.
Nice. The instrumental is called Sierra Nevada. Nice that everybody gets a chance to kind of show their chops, too.
Yeah.
Now, you've done mostly originals. These have been all originals so far. Do you do some of the old traditional tunes, or do you stick mostly to originals?
Yeah, this is Steve. We do... It really depends on the show. let's see. I think that we never really have grabbed onto the traditional bluegrass thing and tried to run with it. We've always tried to recognize our strengths and our interests,
yeah,
which is songwriting and arranging tunes, composing tunes. Facility on your instrument has always added to that, and it's gotten us through, like, you know, a lot of 3-hour sets are, you need some of those traditional songs in there, and you need the chops just to be able to, like, help boost the energy of the song. But for us, Trout Steak Revival, it's a song-based group. So, yeah. So the traditional thing, I don't know. It's a mixture.
I'm glad you mentioned the name again, because I wanted to ask about that. Trout Steak Revival. All right, where did the name come from?
Well, the name came from a fishing trip that was also a multiple-day backpacking trip that we were on, and it rained, and we weren't catching any fish, and we didn't bring a lot of food with us, and we did bring some whiskey, but the sky cleared for a minute, and our old guitar player Kirk was out there. He was a really serious fly fisherman, and we just kept shouting at him, bring on the trout steaks. and we thought that was a good name for a band.
So interesting to hear the story, Trout Steak Revival. Well, let's have another song.
Cool. This next song is called Every Day.
Some time when the day is gone, in my darkest hours, waiting on the dawn, wondering if we're gonna make it out all right of this cold and lonely world out in the night. Then I see your blue eyes and friend of mine, the sun is shining bright every day, the sun is shining bright every day. Hard to find. Gives a lot of hope to this heart of mine. Better see your blue eyes in that good friend of mine. The sun is shining bright every day. The sun is shining bright. Thank you.
My guests are Trout Steak Revival, and that was Every Day, another optimistic song. You opened with a really optimistic song. Love these lyrics that lift you up and the music that lifts you up. This really makes you feel good.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. The music industry has been just evolving like crazy, I imagine, in particular, since you guys started playing. And are you doing everything online and booking online and all the social media? And I think I noticed that you have some free downloads on your website. So what's the business side of what you're doing looking like?
This is Steve. I would say the answer to that question is we have a lot of help with that. We have a great team in place of just, you know, a friend of ours who's real business savvy is our manager. Bevan does a lot of our kind of de facto management, kind of on the road stuff. It seems like we try to steer the ship down the right way, and you know, and Travis is really active on social media. I mean, they're all great tools, mm-hmm. so we just try to utilize all of them.
Yeah. Well, why don't we finish with one last song? What would you like to close with?
Oh, we're gonna do a song called "Ours for the Taking." One, two. One, two, three, four.
I moved away from Hennepin County, left all my worries behind. Stay right beside me.
don't know what we'll see.
Great message, kind of about living in the moment. That was by Casey from Kenosha, Casey Houlihan, playing the stand-up bass. We've been talking to members and listening to Trout Steak Revival, and they are Steve Fultz, mandolin and guitar from Rhinelander, Casey Houlihan, stand-up bass from Kenosha originally, Will Koster playing dobro and guitar from Michigan, Travis McNamara playing banjo also from Michigan, and Bevan Foley, now that the band's based in Colorado, the only one from Colorado originally. But Trout Steak Revival is touring quite a bit, new recording out, and you started out a song, Get a Fire Going, and one of the lyrics was, the best is yet to come, and I think the best is yet to come for you guys. It just sounds wonderful.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Thank you very much for coming in and sharing some music with us. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.